心理健康与大乘佛法，慈城罗珠堪布讲授。更多课程请访问堪布官方网站www.慧灯之光.com。
各位大家下午好。
Good afternoon, everyone.
非常高兴今天能有机会在墨尔本大学跟大家交流分享。
I'm very glad to have this opportunity this afternoon to meet and engage in a conversation with everyone at Melbourne University.
我们的今天的交流的主题是心灵健康与大乘佛法。
And the topic of this afternoon's teaching is the Mahayana tradition and a healthy mind.
心灵的健康呢，对我们今现代人来说是一个非常关键的问题，也是一个我们现代全球面临的一个很大的问题。
Having a healthy mind or spiritual healthiness is an issue that is commonly faced or a common issue for everyone in contemporary society.
联合国世界卫生组织和世界银行预测，不久的将来，抑郁症就成为全球公众的最大的健康问题。
The World Health Organization and the World Bank have predicted that in the near future, depression will become one of the major killers of humankind.
在美国1960年到2000年短短的40年的过程当中，抑郁症的患者增长了10倍。
In the short span of 40 years, from the 1960s to the year 2000, the number of depression sufferers in the United States increased tenfold.
60年代的时候，美国的抑郁症的患者的平均的年龄是29岁。
To begin with, in the 1960s, the average age of a depression sufferer was 29 years.
四十年过去了以后呢，这个抑郁症的患者的平均的年龄已经下降到14岁。
However, after 40 years, in the year 2000, the average age of a depression sufferer had decreased to 14 years.
世界银行说，21世纪人类三大杀手第一是艾滋病，第二是癌症，第三就是抑郁症。
The World Bank has declared that in the 21st century, the three major killers will be cancer, AIDS, and depression.
由此可见，我们全球面临了一个精神的危机。
So from this, we can see that.The whole world community is facing a spiritual crisis.
这是一种非常奇怪的现象。为什么呢？我们今天的生活当中，我们的交通、我们的通讯以及我们拥有的一切，都是比人类历史上任何一个时候都丰富。
But that this is the case is actually quite a strange phenomenon in terms of our communications, our transport, our material standard of living. The standard we currently enjoy is higher than we have ever known in human history.
那么按理来讲，我们应该是对人生、对生活应该是很满足、很满意我们的生活应该是很幸福的。
By rights, given this high level of material lifestyle we enjoy, we should be extremely happy and extremely satisfied.
但是很多的科学的调查的数据告诉我们，事实并不是这样子。我们的幸福指数越来越降低。
However, a lot of scientific research and many statistics tell us this is not the case. In actual fact, our happiness index is decreasing.
那么我们 啊，今天为什么我们的心灵的问题这么多？啊，为什么这么多的物质财富不能解决我们的心灵的问题？啊，这个就是一个，今天我们对现代人来说，啊，是一个很重要的问题。
So why is it that psychological disorders are increasing? Why is it that our very materially rich lifestyle is not able to address these problems? This is an extremely important question.
所以美国新闻周刊这个杂志上有一句话，这句话对我们全世界所有人的心中就是画了一个很大的问号。
So for this reason, the New York Times, in respect of the condition of the collective human psyche, drew a big question mark.
那么这句话是什么呢？他问：金钱和幸福当中，我们到底哪个更重要
？And asked this question.Of money and happiness, ultimately, which is more important?
我们很多人会说两个都很重要，或者是我们会说这个问题是一个错误的问题。为什么呢？有钱就是幸福。
Of course, many people would answer this question saying that both are important, or they would say, in actual fact, it's a false question. If we have money, then automatically we'll be happy.
那么实际上这个问题不是问错了。实际上，我们的心腹之熟，或者是我们的个人的心腹感，跟无知只有10%。或者是15%的关系，其他的90%或者85%的幸福感跟物质是没有关系的。
However, this is not a mistaken question. It's not a false question. In actual fact, material things only account for 10-15% of our happiness. Those things that aren't connected to the material realm.Comprise 80 or 85%.
工业革命以来，就这么几百年当中呢，我们全世界的人拼命的去追求金钱。我们今天有了非常辉煌的物质生活。
In the past couple of centuries, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, humankind has been committed to.Toiling and laboring, and through their efforts, have produced an amazing level of material development.
我们很多人的生活水平很高。
Many people enjoy an extremely high standard of material lifestyle.
但是生活水平很高的这些人的生活的品质不一定很高。
However, this does not mean that everyone with a high level of material living has a high level of life quality.
因为生活的水平是以物质来衡量，所以这个很多人的水平是很高的。
For the reason that if we are measuring the life quality by material indicators, then we can say it's a high quality of life.
生活的质量和生活的品质是除了物质以外，还有我们的精神对生活的态度、对生活的满意度和幸福感来衡量我们的生活的品质或者生活的质量。
However, in addition to the material things we may possess.Our life quality is also assessed by our attitude to life, our sense of being satisfied or contented.
所以生活水平很高的人不一定生活的质量很好。
So for this reason, people with extremely high levels of material lifestyles don't necessarily have good quality of life.
这是我们人类发展到21世纪的时候，我们在这个发展的过程当中，我们发现了一个意外的事情，这个就是我们现在面对一个很大的矛盾的选择。
So in the course of the 21st century, we have discovered that in fact we face an extremely contradictory situation. We face an extremely big choice.
无知啊，是不能没有的，没有物质的基础，我们是不能生存，所以我们的生活是离不开物质的。但是呢，我们啊，就是过度的去追求物质这样子的时候呢，物质反而给我们带来了一个很大的负面的力量。
Of course, it's not possible to live, it's not possible to exist without a material foundation of life. However, by focusing exclusively on material attainment, then it will be impossible for us to attain a real sense of happiness.
在我们追求物质的过程当中，我们不知不觉或者是渐渐地面临了另外一个危机。
In the course of pursuing single-mindedly material things, we find ourselves confronting a different kind of crisis.
我们现代人的生活当中，我们绝大多数的问题都是用物质来解决。我们现在过度的依赖物质。
The majority of people go about addressing their problems or resolving their problems through material means.
我们越是依赖物质的时候呢，我们的内心，我们的精神会越脆弱。
However, the more that we rely upon material channels to resolve our problems, the weaker our minds, the weaker our psychological resources become.
最后，我们房子、车子以及我们所拥有的家具、电器，所有的东西都被提升了，但是唯一的一个就是我们的心灵没有提升。
At the end of the day, we all have the latest model of electric goods. We all have fancy cars and nice houses. The only thing that hasn't upgraded is the state of our minds.
这个时候，我们的物质、我们的名声、我们的权力，所有的东西都高高在上。
At this point,Our material possessions, our fame, our status, our power, all of these things we have in abundance.
我们的心灵已经是非常的脆弱，就跪在金钱、权力、名声之下。
However, our spiritual resources, our spiritual selves, essentially are kneeling on their knees, slaves to.Money, material things, and power and status.
所以我们有庞大的物质财富，但是感觉不到幸福。
So for this reason, we have a great level of material affluence, and yet we have no sense of happiness.
世界银行预测，21世纪自杀也就是成为人类的第三大死因。
The World Bank has also predicted that in the coming century, suicide will become the third greatest killer of humans.
那么自杀的八成都是因为抑郁症。
80% of suicide victims have attempted suicide due to depression.
所以我们今天不能不考虑精神的提升。
So for this reason, we can't afford not to prioritize the upgrading of our spiritual selves.
不能不考虑心灵的健康。
And can't afford not to prioritize mental health.
那么心灵的健康，我们怎么去解决心灵上的问题？当遇到了这个问题的时候呢，我们大多数的人的选择是去找心理医生。
But in terms of our mental health, our spiritual health, most people, when they encounter challenges or problems in this regard, their first course of action is to seek the help of a mental health professional, a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
然后心理医生的最好的方法是让我们吃药。
And the best means they have of solving our problems is to prescribe medication.
就像美国2006年的时候，就是为了这个抗抑郁疾的年花费，一年的花费就是760亿美金。
In one year, 2006 in America, the amount of money that was spent on antidepressants alone was $760 million.
但是这些药物我们就是服用了这些药物以后呢，可以临时解决一些问题，但是有更多的负面的效果，就像抗抑郁疾，如果长期服用的话，就会影响到人的思维的活力。
So whilst there are some temporary benefits, to taking these medications, in the long term there are all kinds of negative consequences. Particularly in terms of antidepressant medication, one of the serious consequences is suppressing the, natural liveliness of the mind.
然后我们的欲望和我们的物质，也就是说我们的生活水平越高，我们的欲望也会越我们的欲望也会越大。
And in terms of our desires and our greed, as our material life style increases in its quality, so too will our desires follow.
因为我们的欲望让我们去创造更多的物质财富。
And it's our desires that propel us or motivate us to create even more material gain.
今天我们的生活节奏这么快，生活压力这么大，工作压力这么大，等等，所有的幕后的操作者就是我们自己的欲望。
The fact that we have such fast-paced lifestyles, that we deal with so much stress in our everyday lifestyles, the reason for this, or the reason that's operating behind the scenes, the force that's operating behind the scenes, is essentially our own greed and desire.
但是我们给欲望一个非常漂亮的名词，就是发展的动力。
However, we usually, give desire a nice sounding name. We describe it as the force behind progress.
欲望是发展的动力，原则上我们不会否定这种说法。但是呢，我们的欲望过透了以后，超过了这个界限以后，它反而让我们走向一个毁灭的道路。
That desire is, a propelling force behind progress, is not something in principle that we would deny. However, when this desire reaches the threshold, crosses the threshold and becomes too strong, then in actual fact it becomes the source of our own destruction.
全世界的广告商都是用各种各样的手段来，各种各样的广告来激活我们的欲望。
In the world today, all kinds of advertisements operate by stimulating every kind of desire we might have.
我们每一个人的我们的内心当中，我们的内心的深处就隐藏着一个巨大的欲望，然后呢，通过现代的手段，像广告这样子的东西，把我们的潜在的欲望开发了以后，启动了以后，然后我们就是每个人都成为一个欲望的奴隶。
Everyone in the depths of their mind has this desire, and modern methods of advertising, etc., stimulate this desire, inflame this desire, so that ultimately we are rendered slaves of our own desires.
最后，欲望让我们全世界的大部分的人的心灵，不健康，或者是亚健康。
And ultimately, our desires, cause many people in the world today to be in a state of, mental or spiritual, unhealthy state, or in a, repressed state of health.
好，以上就是我们今天为什么要讲心灵健康的简单的原因和简单的理由。
So this is really the basic reason why today we are going to talk about the issue of spiritual or mental health.
在这个心灵危机当中，科学给我们提供的就是我们刚才讲的心理学的这个吃药的这种方法。然后呢，除了这个以外，几乎不能给我们提供一个有效的方法。
In the midst of the spiritual crisis, the main method that science has given us for solving our problems is medication. But aside from this, it really hasn't given us many other methods for addressing our predicament.
这个时候呢，我们可以看一下2500多年前的一个古老的智慧，就是释迦牟尼佛的智慧。
So it's in this situation that we might be wise to look to the ancient wisdom of the Buddhist tradition, an ancient wisdom that originated 2,500 years ago.
2500多年前，释迦牟尼佛在印度创造了一个非常辉煌的精神上的财富。
It was at this time, 2,500 years ago, that the Buddha created or initiated an extremely flourishing psychological wealth.
那么释迦牟尼佛的这个大乘佛教里面，他的研究的主要的研究的对象是人类的生命和人类的精神世界。
And the key object of the Buddha's research was the nature of the human life and the human spirit.
因为佛陀的这种超级的这种智慧去研究人类的生命的真相和人类的精神世界的真相的时候呢，就是发现了很多的精神上的真相和这个人类生命的真相。
The Buddha's transcendental wisdom applied to these research questions, human life and the human spiritual life, enabled him to realize truths in respect of these two things.
他创建了一个全新的世界观、人生观和价值观。
He invented a completely new way of looking at the world, way of looking at human life, a way for valuing human life.
然后这个佛教的这种方法里面呢，有一部分是我们学佛的、不学佛的、有信仰的、没有信仰的，所有的人都可以去用。
And in terms of the Buddha's teaching, there is a significant component that anyone, despite regardless of whether they are Buddhist or non-Buddhist or have an alternative religious faith, there's a large component of the Buddhist tradition that anyone can make use of.
有很多的这个佛教解决心灵的问题上面有非常是有佛教是非常有办法的。
In terms of resolving questions or problems, mental problems, psychological problems, the Buddhist tradition is equipped with many effective methods.
这些方法可以跟佛教的信仰有关系，也可以完全可以脱离佛教的信仰。
These methods and techniques, it's possible to link them to the Buddhist religious tradition. It's also possible to view them independently of this.
如果在佛教的信仰的基础上去学、去修、去用的话，那这个就是，这叫做佛教徒的修心。
If one studies and practices these methods on the foundation of a Buddhist faith, then this is, we would call this Buddhist practice.
没有佛教的信仰的，比如说基督徒、伊斯兰教徒，或者是其他的宗教徒，或者是甚至是没有任何信仰的唯物论者、无神论者，大家都。可以利用佛教的这个方法来解决自己的心灵上的问题。
However, anyone, Christians, Muslims, people with no religious faith at all, agnostics, atheists, are all able to make use of these techniques, make use of the Buddhist tradition strategies in order to resolve their psychological problems.
我们接受了一些佛教的价值观，利用了一些佛教的方法，是不是等于就是成为佛教徒？不是。
That we might take on some Buddhist values and make use of some Buddhist practices doesn't make us Buddhist necessarily.
这些方法和这些理念啊，佛教讲的这些方法和理念是我们全世界共享的资源。
In fact, these methods that the Buddhist tradition is equipped with are the common resources of all humanity.
所以我们大家都可以去用佛教的这些方法来调整自己的心态。
So for this reason, everybody is able to make use of these Buddhist methods in order to make positive adjustments to their mental state.
好，接下来我要给大家介绍几个佛教的方法。
So I'd now like to introduce to everyone several Buddhist practice methods.
这些方法呢，都是用来解决自己的现实生活当中面对的一些精神上的痛苦。
Each of these methods is one we can use to.Address to resolve pain and suffering that arises in the context of our everyday lives.
首先，我们应该对痛苦这两个字有一个正确的认识。
First of all, it's necessary that we have a correct understanding of what we mean by pain and suffering.
我们对痛苦、对幸福的了解都是不够深。
In actual fact, our understanding of pain and our understanding of happiness are not sufficiently nuanced.
幸福和快乐是一个我们大家都喜欢的、欢迎的一个感受，一种感受。
Joy and happiness, these are feelings that everybody welcomes, everyone enjoys.
但是我们不知道这个感受的背后是什么。我们也不想去了解这个感受之后它会给我们带来什么。
However, we don't understand the background of this feeling, and we also don't really want to know what the results or consequences of this feeling will be for us.
然后痛苦这两个字对我们所有人来说，我们不欢迎，我们不接受我们被拒绝的一个这样子的感受。
And pain and suffering are feelings that we all commonly reject. None of us want to have experience of them.
但是这个感受的背后有什么？然后这个感受的背后会给我们带来什么？这些问题我们似乎不考虑，我们似乎也就不想去了解。
But we don't have a very good understanding of what lies behind these feelings either. We're not really interested in gaining such an understanding.
我们只知道看痛苦和幸福、快乐的表面的感受、表面的现象。
Instead, we're accustomed to paying attention only to the superficial layer or the superficial meaning or experience of happiness and pain and suffering.
如果我们对痛苦和幸福稍微全面的去了解一下，或者是稍微深入的去了解一下的话，那么痛苦也有好的地方，也有不好的一面，幸福也有好的一面，也有不好的一面。
If we had a more comprehensive or deeper insight into both pain and suffering and happiness, then we would be able to realize that both pain and suffering and happiness have their negative sides as well as their positive sides as well.
当我们面对痛苦的时候，用佛教的思想去面对的话，首先我们需要一个对它的了解。
So in confronting pain and suffering, From a Buddhist point of view, it's necessary that we first have an understanding of what this experience or what this feeling is.
我们不应该仅仅是去看它对我们带来的这种感受。
We shouldn't be paying attention just to the mere feelings that pain and suffering generate in us.
除了这个感受以外，它会给我们带来一些其他的东西。
It's possible that in addition to these feelings they generate, the experiences of pain and suffering are able to bring us other things as well.
这些其他的东西里面呢，如果我们好好能够利用的话，有很多都是正面的东西。
It's possible that in actual fact, these other things that pain and suffering are able to bring us, if we are able to make use of them properly, they will actually bring us benefits. These will prove positive in our lives.
但是它给我们带来的第一个感受就是一个我们不太喜欢不太欢迎的一种感受，所以我们在它后面的所有好的不好的我们都拒绝了。
However, it's because the initial feeling that pain and suffering create for us is not a pleasurable one, one that we don't like. Therefore, we reject or we stop ourselves from having access to the other benefits that these experiences can bring to us.
就像一种味道很苦的药，我们因为它的味道苦，所以我们就拒绝啊。但是这个味道苦的药对我们的身体、对我们的健康是有很多的帮助。但是因为我们它因为它的味道我不喜欢，所以我们一开始就拒绝了一样。
It's just like with an extremely bitter medicine, rejecting or refusing to take the medicine because the initial taste is one that we don't like. This medicine, however, would be extremely effective in curing our illness. Nevertheless, the taste causes us to refuse it.
痛苦给我们的第一个感觉确实是一个我们不太受欢迎的一种感受。
It is true that the initial feeling that pain and suffering produces is one that we, in general, don't like.
这一点啊，佛教大乘佛教它也不否定，所以它鼓励我们超越这种感受。
That this is the case is not something that Buddhism or the Mahayana tradition would deny. It's for this reason, therefore, that the Buddhist teachings encourage us to transcend this initial stage.
超越，我们怎么样超越？不是我们以往的这种做法，一开始就拒绝的这种方法，我们是超越不了，因为它是人生当中的一部分的经验，它是现实。我们没有办法逃避现实。
However, the way that we go about transcending this feeling is not by refusing the experience of this feeling to start with. This pain and suffering is an inevitable part of reality, and it is not possible for us to escape it.
那么没有办法逃避的话，我们要就是只有选择一种方法，那就是面对。
Given that we have no choice of escaping it, there is only one option left for us, and that is to confront pain.
我们必须要接受一个道理。
It's necessary that we accept a particular line of reasoning.
这个道理是什么？就是我们在工作当中或者是生活当中遇到的很多的事情，这个事情啊，遇到的很多的事情，对我们。好或者不好，对我们带来幸福或者是不幸福，大多数还是以我们对他的态度来决定。
And this reasoning is essentially that regardless of the pain or suffering that we experience in the context of our everyday lives, the degree to which various experiences are able to bring us suffering is something that we, to a very large degree, are in control of.
所以我们第一步要做到的是我们对痛苦的这种态度要转变。
So the first thing that we need to do is to transform our attitude towards pain and suffering.
首先我们要去了解一下它的正面的东西。
First of all, we need to understand what the positive aspects of pain and suffering are.
要了解它的正面的东西，这个不是我们啊、自我安慰，就是一种客观的、共振的台独去了解它的正面的东西。
In developing an understanding of the positive aspects of pain and suffering, we're not doing this to comfort ourselves or to placate ourselves. In doing this, we're really developing an objective appreciation of the positive aspects of pain and suffering.
首先，痛苦它会对我，它会让我们转变我们对世界和人生的一种过高的期望。
One thing that pain and suffering enables us to do is to transform our excessive hopes towards life and the world around us.
我们很多人高估了现实和高估了生活当中的很多东西的价值。
Many people overestimate by a long shot the value of certain experiences in worldly life.
我们很多人希望在我们的生命当中会出现很精彩的一点。
Many people have all kinds of hopes about marvelous and extraordinary things happening to them at some future point.
但是我们绝大多数的人的生命当中没有发生什么很精彩的。
However, these kinds of things don't happen in the lives of the vast majority of people.
因为我们对生活和对物质、对生命有一个过高的期望，所以它我们发现稍微有一点点啊不理想的东西的时候，这个给我们的打击是非常的严重的。
Because we have excessive hopes in regarding material things, our own lives.The world around us, when we find ourselves experiencing a situation that departs from our ideals, even just a little bit, it brings us a great assault to our inner selves.
我们发现啊，一些金钱啊、权力、民生、家庭、感情等等的问题的时候呢，然后我们很多人精神上受到非常严重的打击，甚至是崩溃。
Many people, when they encounter challenges and setbacks in their professional lives, in their family lives, in their emotional lives, find themselves seriously affected by these experiences, even to the extent of experiencing psychological breakdown.
那是因为我们没有思想上准备。
The reason for this is that we haven't properly mentally prepared ourselves.
我们不知道我们的生命当中要面对这样子的东西，我们不知道我们要承受这些事情。
Prior to experiencing these things, we haven't known that we would in fact experience them, and we haven't known the experience of the importance of preparing for such experiences.
我们为什么不知道？我们为什么没有思想准备呢？就是因为我们高估了人生这个生活的实际的价值。
And the reason that we haven't made the proper preparations is that we have overestimated the value of our human lives.
所以有些时候呢，我们应该静下心来去思考一下这些问题。
So.It certainly behoves us to sit down and contemplate these serious questions at times.
在生活当中，在生命当中，我们往往我们被忽略的，我们认为不需要的东西，实际上我们是最需要的。
Often in the course of our lives,The things that we regard as the things that we regard as those that we need the least, or those that we pay the least attention to, end up being those things that we need the most.
就像我们了解深入的了解痛苦一样，我们没有想到我们要去了解痛苦，我们一直都认为痛苦来了我们拒绝回避就可以了。
And this is certainly the case in regards to pain and suffering. Our accustomed attitude has been that in respect of pain and suffering, when it arrives, we should refuse it, not take it on, escape it.
那么我们想拒绝痛苦，拒绝不了，这个时候呢，我们的精神上的痛苦会更加的增长。
However, when we attempt to refuse the experience of pain and suffering, but find ourselves unable to do so, then our pain and suffering will only increase in intensity.
如果我们能够静下心来，以一个平常的心去面对痛苦的话，其实痛苦对我们的打击没有那么严重。
However, if we are able to confront the experience of pain and suffering with a calm mind, then in actual fact, the pain or the impact of pain and suffering will be by no means as great.
任何一个痛苦，任何一个困难，都是完全是可以战胜的。
Any instance of pain or suffering is able to be surmounted.
但是非常的遗憾的就是我们不去寻找这样子的方法。
Rather, not that we don't have methods, but that we don't search for them, we don't attempt to find them.
这个方法是完全是有的，我们的祖先已经给我们提供了太多太多这方面的方法。
In actual fact, we are in possession of these methods. They are there. Our ancestors have left us a wealth of methods for addressing such problems.
首先第一个，我们深入去了解痛苦对我们带来的正面的影响的时候，我们会发现我们之前对生活、对物质、对生命的这种过高的这种期望啊，痛苦让我们转变啊这种让我们改变这种态度。
We'll find that when we start to look for the positive aspects of pain and suffering, that in so doing, we will be able to transform our erstwhile, excessive hopes and expectations in regard to the capacity of, material things and other aspects of our life to bring us happiness.
同样的一个痛苦，两个人同时去面对的时候，对两个人的结果是不一样的。两个人当中，一个人对痛苦的给他带来的结果是一个非常积极的结果，另外一个人呢，是一个非常消极的结果。
It's possible that two people facing the same situation.Will have two entirely different experiences and responses to it. So in respect of pain and suffering, it's possible that for one person, this might end up being an extremely positive experience, where for another person, it may be extremely troubling.
第一个人啊，我们面对痛苦的时候呢，他用这种大乘佛教的方法去面对痛苦。战胜了痛苦，突破了痛苦的时候呢，他就是有一种非常的成就感和喜悦感。从此以后呢，在他的人生当中没有过不了的坎。
The first kind of person, through applying methods from the Mahayana tradition to surmount pain and suffering, will find that in so doing, in breaking through this experience of pain and suffering, they will have a great sense of achievement. Such that from this point onwards in their life, they will know that there is no experience of pain and suffering that they won't be able to make it through.
另外一个人呢，就在痛苦的面前啊，一直都认为这个金钱啊、物质或者是权力可以解决我们的所有的问题的，这种人呢，就面对这样子的这个痛苦的时候，在痛苦面前会很消极甚至会崩溃。
However, the second type of person, the type of person who is accustomed to thinking that material material things, wealth, status, fame, etc., are the ways for addressing pain and suffering, we'll find that experience of encountering a very difficult situation, this will be an extremely negative experience for them, perhaps even so serious that they are not able to cope.
我们现代人在面对这个精神的不健康、精神的疾病，或者是心灵的痛苦的时候，非常非常的无奈。
In our contemporary society, most people confronted with mental illness and other kinds of challenges and difficulties are extremely ill-equipped.
无奈到什么样的程度呢？就是我们发生了哭吧和发泄吧这样子的方法。
The depths of desperation to which we currently find ourselves in are evidenced by the existence of places called crying bars and anger venting bars.
二十世纪末，就是发生了这样子的词汇“哭吧”和“发泄吧”。哭吧是什么？当你非常痛苦的时候，非常难受的时候，就给你提供一个场合，你去哭。但是哭完了以后呢，要交钱，要收费的。
So a crying bar is a place where, when you feel sad, when you feel inconsolable, you go to this bar and they provide you with a space, with a place to cry and let out your negative feelings. However, after having done so, you have to pay the fee.
我们到哭吧里面去哭，出了很多很多眼泪的时候呢。可能是短短的时间当中稍微会感到轻松一点。
It's possible that after having shed some tears in a crying bar that one might feel slightly better off for a short period of time.
但是没有解决任何的问题。
However, this is ultimately not solved any problem.
然后发泄吧是什么呢？就是当我们很烦躁、很枯燥的时候，控制不了自己的情绪的时候呢，给你一个提供到里面去砸东西，砸电视机，砸很多很多的家具，但是砸完了以后呢，还是要赔钱。
And anger venting bars are venues where you can go when you find yourself extremely angry, unable to control yourself. You go there and you're given the opportunity to smash everything in your sight, televisions and such like. However, again, after having vented one's spleen, the fee has to be paid.
因为我们很烦躁的时候，就是一直都憋在心里面的时候呢，发泄没有地方发泄的时候，心里很难受的啊。那么这个时候呢，去发泄砸很多东西，当然呢，就是一小时、两小时，短短的时间当中呢，可能会感觉到稍微轻松一点。
It's possible if a person has been repressing anger in their minds for a very long period of time that by going and smashing a whole lot of things in a crying bar, they might feel some relief for 1 or 2 hours.
但是几个小时过去了以后呢，所有的问题都存在，一个问题都没有解决。
However, several hours after the event, all of the original problems still remain, and the going to the anger venting bar hasn't changed anything.
所以我们希望有一天我们用禅吧，就是去修禅的这个地方叫做禅吧来替换哭吧和发泄吧。
So I have a hope that at some point in the near future, meditation bars will replace crying bars and anger bars as a venue where people can go to resolve their negative mental states.
通过修禅的方法，完全可以解决我们所有的心灵的创伤。
It's possible for us to heal all of our mental injuries.And discomfort through the practice of meditation.
我们的身体受伤了以后呢，它有一个很强的自愈的功能。
Our bodies, our physical bodies, when they sustain an injury, have a very strong auto-healing mechanism.
我们的药，这是防止感染 实际上他的自愈是肌肉他自己的功能。
Often the topical medication that we apply is really only sterilizing or providing an antiseptic function. It's the body itself that is doing the healing.
同样的，我们的精神也有一个非常强大的自愈、自我恢复的功能。
And similar to our physical bodies, our minds, our psychological selves also have a strong capacity to heal themselves.
但是我们不了解我们的精神，所以我们去吃很多很多的药，通过药物来解决我们的心灵，没有用心去解决心的问题。
However, because we lack an understanding of our minds, instead of using means of the mind to heal the mind, we rely on taking medication.
我们今天在座的所有的人啊，包括我们大家都是一样，在人生当中我们会遇到很多很多精神上的痛苦和肉体上的痛苦，因为它是我们的生活的一部分。
Every single person here today is exactly the same. We will all in the course of our lives encounter physical and mental suffering. This is an inevitable part of our lives.
很多的这些痛苦呢，我们没有办法逃避，我们没有办法拒绝，所以我们只能去面对。
Because a very great deal of this pain and suffering, we don't have the choice to refuse. We don't have the choice to avoid. The choice to avoid. So therefore, we are forced to confront it.
但是我们面对的方法呢？我们目前的面对的方法就是哭吧、发泄吧、吃药，就是这些。
However.As of the current day, the only real means that we have for addressing these sufferings are things like taking medication or going to crying bars and anger bars.
我们面对痛苦的时候，尤其是我们面对精神上的痛苦的时候，首先不要急着去吃药，首先不要去进入哭吧发泄吧，首先我们要静下来，让精神他自己去治他自己的病。
In fact, when we find ourselves encountering, particularly mental suffering, we shouldn't be in a rush to take medication or head to other venues for venting our negative emotions. In fact, we should first turn to meditation and allow the mind to begin to heal itself.
我们的肉体上的痛苦是很实在的，如果我们没有一个禅定的比较高的境界的话，我们还是很难受的，直接面对它，直接把它转化为某一种另外的感受，是我们普通的人是做不到的。
In general, the experiences of physical suffering are extremely concrete. They're extremely displeasurable. Without an extremely high level of practice, it's not possible for the average person to transform these feelings, physical feelings of suffering.
但是精神上的痛苦就是不一样，只要我们有一种方法去面对的话，很容易解决的。
However, mental suffering is quite different. As long as we are able to apply certain methods, it's actually quite possible to address our problems rather quickly.
所以我们公司破产的时候、失恋的时候、离婚的时候、或者是得绝症的时候、或者是某一种、另外一种我们面对一个痛苦的时候，首先不要恐惧，不要有恐惧。
So for this reason, when we encounter serious setbacks in life, bankruptcy, divorce, heartache, etc., the first thing we should know is not to feel fear.
比如说什么样子叫拒绝呢？比如说我们啊，当医生告诉我是已经是癌症的晚期这样子的时候呢，很多人的第一个反应是什么？很多人说的第一句话是什么呢？会说为什么是我呢？那么这个就是，那我们要静下来想想，不是我，那应该是谁呢？
Many people, if they are told by their doctor that they currently that they are in advanced stage, they have cancer and are in their advanced stages, the vast majority of people will, the first thing they will think of is, why me? However, we really need to think, well, why not ourselves? If it isn't us, then in fact, who should it be that's in this situation?
这种逃避和这种拒绝啊，这种拒绝和这种恐惧会加大我们的痛苦。
This kind of fear and this kind of refusal to accept suffering will, in actual fact, only exacerbate our suffering.
比如说，一个得绝症的人啊，他的寿命是他的，虽然是他的疾病来决定，但是呢，在这个他有生之年。他的生活的品质还是以他的精神和态度来决定。
For a person who contracts a terminal illness, even though their physical condition will determine their remaining lifespan, in actual fact, it's their own minds, it's their own spiritual resources that will determine the quality of their remaining life.
很多时候呢，他对这个绝症的态度。也决定他的寿命的长和短。
And in many situations, the attitude that a patient has towards their terminal illness will actually determine the length of time they live for.
所以我们应该有充分的面对的准备。
So it's for this reason that we really need to make adequate preparations in advance.
我要简单的给大家介绍两三个面对的方法。
And I'd like to introduce today, just briefly, in broad brushstrokes, two or three methods we can take to approaching instances of pain and suffering.
第一个方法就是刚才我们讲的，不要恐惧，不要拒绝，要接受。
The first entails us.Just as we mentioned, not refusing, not attempting to avoid suffering, but to accept it.
因为我们大家都知道这个是没有办法拒绝的啊，所以如果我们勇敢地去面对的话，可以降低它给我们带来的杀伤力。
Because as everybody knows, since it's inevitable, we are not able, in fact, to refuse it. If we are able to bravely and courageously accept the experience of suffering, then we will be able to mitigate, in fact, the negative impact it brings to us.
痛苦的第一个，我们通过这种大乘佛法的方法去突破的话，它虽然是暂时是一种让我们比较不欢迎或者是不太开心的一种感受，但是这个感受之后会有一种突破，会有一种突破的成就感。
If we're able to apply Mahayana methods to the experience of suffering, then even though the initial feeling may very well be one that is not pleasurable, is one that we don't like, ultimately, by applying these methods, we will be able to reach a point of breakthrough such that the ultimate feeling we derive is one of achievement.
然后很多人没有遇到这个痛苦之前就是一个物质主义者，就是一个拜金主义者。但是呢，在人生当中面对了痛苦，面临了痛苦，发现了人生的另外的一面的时候呢，然后让他去追求更高的生命的层次。所以，痛苦会让我们成长。
Many people prior to encountering serious suffering are actually materialists. They're believing in the capacity for material things to bring happiness and solve everything. However, the experience of suffering turns out to be one of great transformation and in fact provides the opportunity for great maturation of the individual.
痛苦同时也让我们深入地了解人生深入地了解生活。
The experience of suffering also gives us a wonderful opportunity to gain insight into the meaning of life and the meaning of human existence.
还有一个更重要的是什么呢？因为我们 面对了痛苦以后呢，然后我们更加的懂得关心更多的有痛苦的人。
And another very positive benefit is that undergoing suffering ourselves, we understand and we learn to be more caring for and considerate of those who are experiencing suffering themselves.
当我们的生活丰盛于条，一切都非常的顺利，一切都非常的正常的时候呢，我们很难很难懂得去关心别人的痛苦。
When everything is going well for us, running smoothly for us in our own lives, we often don't pay sufficient attention to the suffering of others.
所谓的关怀，所谓的爱，大部分都是一个表面的工程。
Most of the concern and love that we express or show towards others in this situation is relatively superficial in nature.
但是当我们自己亲身感受到这个痛苦的时候呢，然后我们才懂得更加的去关心同样的人，同类的人。
However, once we've had personal experience of a particular kind of suffering, then from this time onwards, we really know how, or we really have a strong capacity to show concern and care for people who are experiencing this kind of suffering, the same kind of suffering.
所以痛苦可以让我们变得一个非常有爱心的人，非常有慈悲心的人。
So suffering, the experience of suffering has the potential to help us develop into people with great love and great compassion for others.
痛苦也让我们可以站在一个更高的角度去看这个人生和看生活。
And the experience of suffering also provides us with a potential opportunity to look at life and human existence from a higher perspective.
所以在痛苦的过程当中，我们所学到的东西呢，我们在学校里面是学不到的。
In actual fact, the things that we learn through the experience of suffering are things that we could never learn in a conventional school context.
所以痛苦可以完全可以作为一个我们的很好的老师。
So actually, suffering has the potential to be an excellent teacher for us.
还有很多的痛苦的优点，我们当我们遇到面对痛苦的时候，首先我们静下来去思考，去证实这个痛苦的正面的影响。
So when we find ourselves encountering situations of suffering, the first thing we need to do is to really with a calm mind investigate orexamine the positive aspects of this suffering.
这样子以后呢，我们这个痛苦对我们带来的创伤可以减到最低的限度。
And doing this has the capacity to reduce the injury or the potential for injury that this suffering might bring us to reduce this to the lowest possible level.
我们很多人觉得佛教的教育教我们什么呢？教我们逃避现实。其实根本不是佛教教我们面对现实。
Many people are of the view that what Buddhism teaches us to do is how to avoid reality. However, this is far from the case. In actual fact, what the Buddhist tradition teaches us to do is how to confront reality.
他教我们的方法不是一种逃避的方法，而是一种面对的方法，而是一种接受的方法。
So far from teaching a way to avoid reality, Buddhist teaches us a way to accept reality, to confront reality.
好，第一个，当我们面对痛苦的时候，我们先接受它，这是第一个方法。
So the first thing that we need to do when experiencing or encountering pain, suffering, challenges, etc., is to accept the situation.
好，第二个方法。第二个方法呢，我们当我们遇到痛苦的时候，我们不要说为什么轮到我。
The second thing that we shouldn't do when we experience suffering is ask why me.
这个时候佛教里面有一个非常重要的一个方法这个叫做紫塔相换。
In respect of this, the Buddhist tradition has a great teaching we can use. This teaching is called exchanging self for other.
这个时候当我们面对痛苦的时候，我们要去向全世界70亿人口当中除了我以外还有像我一样面对这样子的痛苦的人是成千上万的。
And by applying this practice, when we find ourselves encountering suffering, we really need to sit back and reflect on the fact that among a population of 7 billion people in the world, aside from me, there are tens and hundreds, if not millions of people also undergoing this kind of suffering.
比如说得绝症公司破产年轻人失恋等等等等这样子的时候呢，这个时候不要以为这个痛苦只有我才面对，必须要知道全世界70亿人口当中有成千上万的人都有面对像我现在要面对的这样子的痛苦的人。
So whether it be bankruptcy or terminal illness or heartbreak, when encountering these situations, it's important to reflect on the fact that aside from me, at this very moment, among the world's population, there are countless numbers of other individuals who are experiencing exactly the same thing.
然后呢，我们就想我们发自内心的或者是诚心实意的希望这个比如说得绝症这样子的话，这个时候呢发自内心的或者是诚心实意的希望我比如说我得绝症，我面对这个痛苦希望能够代替天下所有的得绝症的人的痛苦。
And what we do in this situation, say we have contracted a terminal illness, then we make the aspiration or the wish that we ourselves take on all the pain and suffering of everyone else who is currently or who has currently contracted a terminal illness.
然后破产、失恋这样子的时候呢，不但是不说为什么是我，而要说希望这个天下，比如说这个70亿人口当中有多少个失联的人，有多少个这个破产的这些人的痛苦，我希望能够我一个人来代替接受这个痛苦，其他的除了我一个人以外，其他的所有的人都远离这些痛苦。
So not only do we not ask why me, butWhether it's bankruptcy or heartbreak or terminal illness, we generate this strong wish that of all the countless other people in the world who are currently undergoing these same sufferings, that none of them, in fact, need suffer in this way, and that ourselves, me, is able to take on all of the suffering of these others.
我们遇到了很多很多这样子的人，比如说他得艾滋病然后呢他懂得关心艾滋病的人，从此以后呢他的人生当中发生了一个非常非常大的转变，然后他一生都是投入帮助艾滋病的人，他变成一个非常有爱心的人。
I've met many people, many AIDS sufferers, for example, who having, after having contracted AIDS, learn how to have care and compassion for AIDS sufferers, other AIDS sufferers, and the experience of suffering this illness actually transforms them into an extremely compassionate person.
他虽然是感染了这个艾滋病的病毒，但是呢，这个感染带来的是什么？带来的它的结果是什么呢？从此以后，他的生命就变成了一个对非常多的人是有非常帮助的非常有用的这样子的生命。
So even though a person and may have been infected with the HIV virus, the result of this, or the at the level of life transformation, is that such an individual is able to become a person who is of great assistance and great benefit to others.
好，这个时候就是要想到啊，比如说我绝症了啊，得艾滋病了，得癌症了，得其他的病了，这样子的时候呢，要想啊。因为这是一个非常好的机会啊，提升我自己的生命的级别，提升我自己的心灵的一个非常好的机会。
So we need to learn to appreciate that in such a situation, contracting a serious illness, a terminal illness, AIDS, etc., that in actual fact this is an amazing opportunity, an opportunity for us to actually elevate the level of our human caliber.
不要像全世界70亿人口当中只有我一个人一样，不要去这个太多的恐慌，不要就是说为什么是我一个，为什么是我，不要说这样子的话。这个时候呢，要有这样子的勇气，希望我一个人能够代替全世界所有人的绝症，或者绝症的痛苦，或者是失恋的痛苦，或者是破产的痛苦。
So rather than feeling a sense of fear or panic, and rather than asking why is this happening to me at this time, what we need to do is make the strong aspiration to solely take on the extent of suffering of everybody else who is currently in the same situation.
好，这个里面呢有一个具体的训练的方法。
There is a concrete practice method.Here.
这个时候我们把我自己的所有的幸福，所有的快乐，所有的优点都通过我的呼吸通过我的呼吸，我呼出去的时候通过我的气体把我所有的好的东西都给予天下所有的生命。
And this entails us using our breath. When we exhale, we give all of our happiness, our prosperity, all of the positive things that we possess to others. And we give this on the exhalation of our breath.
然后我们冥想因为我的给予天下所有的生命都远离了痛苦，每一个人都获得了我所给予的东西，因此他们都变得很幸福，很开心，快乐。
And we accompany this exhalation with the thought or visualization that by giving our happiness and giving all of the positive things that we possess to others, in receiving them, other people become very happy and well off.
然后我们吸呼气的时候就是这样子的冥想，然后吸气的时候呢，吸气的时候我们冥想，比如说他是得绝症的话，那么天下所有的绝症的这些人的这些痛苦得绝症的这些人的痛苦，都我呼吸的时候，我吸气的时候呢，就通过我的气体都集中在我的身上，然后对，首先这个就集中在我的身上，吸在我的身上。
And on the inhalation, when we inhale, what we imagine is that we are taking all the sufferings of others, say all of those who are suffering terminal illness, and we take all of their suffering on ourselves.
然后就除了我一个人以外，其余的所有的人都离开了这个，比如说离开了得绝症的痛苦，离开了破产的痛苦，离开了失恋的痛苦，离开了其他种种的痛苦，然后我看到了他们都离开了这个痛苦，我一个人能够承受代替他们的痛苦，然后自己很开心，很心甘情愿。
And in so doing, by taking on all of the suffering and pain of others, all of those who are suffering different kinds of pain and suffering, they are freed from this suffering. Their suffering is eliminated. And by seeing them being free from suffering, I feel able to take on their suffering, and I experience great happiness through being able to relieve countless numbers of others from their experiences of suffering.
当然，这是一种训练的方法。实际上，并不是我一个人才能够承受所有人的痛苦。实际上，并不是所有人都是没有痛苦。但是呢，我们必须要知道，当我们面对艰难的时候，面对痛苦的时候，能够有这样子的勇气去姿态相换，这个就是我们培养爱心的一个最佳的方法。
Of course, this is a kind of mind training. It's not possible, of course, for us to take or to resolve the suffering of all others simply through this practice. However, by developing this practice, by developing stability in this practice, then we will be able to really cultivate great kindness and compassion towards others.
当我们自己顺利的时候，一切都是顺利的时候，当我们自己健康的时候，幸福的时候，开心的时候，谁都会说我要去帮助别人，爱心关心什么的，大家都会说，大家所有人就可以挂在嘴边。但是呢，就是真正的面对这样子的时候，如果真的用这种心态去面对这些痛苦的话，那这个是真正在痛苦当中可以成长的。
When everything is going well for us in life, when we're in good health, when we're well off, etc., then we all talk about being willing to help others, to help them, to relieve them from their sufferings. However, when we are really in a state of suffering ourselves in a very difficult situation, by cultivating the ability to confront the situation with this mind of being willing to take on others' suffering, then this is really a means for us to be able to go beyond suffering.
没有一个永远的痛苦，没有一个永久的幸福，一切都会过去的。但是呢，过去了以后，他们给我们留下来的东西确实是不一样的。
There is no eternal happiness and there is no eternal suffering. However, both of these experiences, when they've passed, leave us with different things.
好，这是我要给大家介绍的第二种方法，面对痛苦的方法。这是我们前面讲的这个，就是以正见或者是以智慧来面对痛苦。第二种方法是以爱心或者是用慈悲来面对痛苦的方法。
So in respect of these approaches to confronting pain and suffering, the first I talked about was facing suffering with wisdom, by looking to the positive aspects of the experience of suffering. And the second approach I talked about just now was approaching suffering with a mind of compassion.
最后一个方法是用禅定来面对痛苦。
And the third approach I'd like to talk about is approaching suffering with meditation.
好，这个方法是非常非常重要，它能够解决真正的问题。如果我们比较投入，做得比较好的话，从本质上可以解决问题的。
And this is an extremely important approach because if we're able to practice it properly, it has the potential for us to address our problems at the root.
当我们难受的时候，非常非常不开心的时候，非常难过的时候，我们知道的是什么？这个感受，只知道这个感受，但是我们不知道谁在痛苦。
When we find ourselves feeling extremely sad, extremely disconsolate, we really only pay attention to the feeling or the experience of this emotional state. We don't have much understanding and we don't pay much attention to the question of who is it actually who is experiencing this negative emotional state.
我们只关注了这个表面的感受。
We really only pay attention to the superficial manifestations of this feeling.
那么除了这个表面的感受以外，还有什么东西我们值得关注的吗？有值得关注的。
Is in fact there anything worth us paying attention to beyond these superficial symptoms? Yes, indeed, there is.
好，这个时候我们比如说非常非常难受的时候，心口痛、背后痛啊，整个人都是没有力气啊，这样子的时候呢，先不要去说话啊，这个时候说出来的话都是非常消极的，都是伤人的，都是错误的话。
When we find ourselves in an extremely low emotional state, with also physical pain, etc., at this point we shouldn't jump to say anything. Anything we might say at this point in time will be probably extremely negative or pessimistic in nature.
这个时候不要去做任何的决定，不要去做任何的选择，有可能这个时候的选择是一个非常可怕的选择。
And this is not the time for us to make choices or for us to make decisions. If we do so, it's possible that the results of our choices or decisions will be very unfavorable.
唯一的我们要做的是把门关上来，手机关掉，静下来。但是我知道这个时候是静不下来的。
What we really should do at this moment is close the door, turn off our mobile phones, and sit down. However, it is quite possible that many people will not be able to bring their minds into calmness at this point.
这个时候是我们的心态是最糟糕的时候，让我静下来就静下来吗？静不下来的。但是没问题，有办法的，有方法的。
Of course, at this time when our minds are in their most disturbed state, trying to bring them into a state of calmness is extremely difficult. However, there are methods, techniques we can use to do so.
这个时候的关注和这个时候的方法一定会给我们带来了一个非常非常神奇的效果。
We will find that by applying certain techniques and methods at this time will enable us to produce or to see quite extraordinary results.
这个有三个步骤。
And there are three steps that we need to observe.
首先啊，静下来，我们不需要去冥想，不需要去想别的事情，首先去看看你的痛苦的感受。
The first step doesn't require us to think about anything else or do any kinds of visualization. The first step requires us to simply observe the nature of the experience of suffering.
所谓的看不是用眼睛去看，用再准确一点的说，让我自己的心去感受一下他的痛苦。
So when we say observe the nature of one's own suffering, probably a more accurate way of putting it would be to use the mind to directly feel or directly perceive the experience of its own suffering.
这个时候的方法非常的简单，就是只要全身关注的去感受一下我的这种痛苦或者不开心或者难受的这种感受的诞生，因为它有一个诞生、存在、毁灭的三个阶段。首先要去关注一下它的诞生。
So what we are doing here is paying attention to the arising of this negative mental state. Every negative mental state, indeed every mental state, has its own course of arising, existing, and ceasing.
这个时候我们会发现一个非常奇妙的现象。奇妙的现象是什么呢？比如说一般的难受啊，一般的痛苦，除了非常强烈的这个痛苦的感受以外，大多数的感受啊，你去关注它的时候，它一定会立即就会消失的。
And the extraordinary thing that we will discover is that most kinds of negative feeling, with the exception of those feelings that are extremely intense in nature, will, when we observe them, direct our attentions to observing them, disappear rapidly of their own course.
如果我们不关注它的本身， 不关注它的本质的话，它一直都发展发展发展，在无意当中发展，我们越想越想不通，越想不通越痛苦，最后就是到达了不可收拾的地步。
If we don't pay attention to the nature, or if we don't pay attention to observing the nature of these negative feelings, then they will increase in intensity, they will grow until ultimately they reach all kinds of inconceivable proportions.
好，这个时候的方法非常简单，你知道它消失就好了，然后现在你就关注它的消失。
So at this point in time, the important thing is that we know to observe the ceasing or the extinguishing of these negative emotions, and we observe the process of them disappearing.
就像这个时候呢，就是一股轻轻的风从我们的身边啊，就吹过去一样，或者是一朵云就从我们的身边飘过去了一样，就是有一种痛苦诞生了。但是如果我没有发现他，我或者是我没有关注他，他可以一直都在无形当中、不知不觉当中，他可以发展。但是我一关注他的时候呢，他就像一朵云一样飘过去了，飘过去了以后呢，他消失了，我也不知道他去哪里了。
So when we're not paying attention to the nature of these negative emotions, they have the room to grow and to develop in their intensity. However, when we actually pay attention to them, then it's just like a light breeze passing over us or a cloud that is floating in front of us.We see their arising and their existing and their ceasing, but ultimately where they've gone to, we don't know.
这个时候非常的简单，你什么都不需要去做，它诞生了，你就关注它的消失就可以了。消失了以后呢，你的心可以在这个消失的状态当中安住，如如不动。
So the only thing we do in this, at this time is having observed the, or in a, observing a negative, the arising of a negative emotion, we simply observe its process of disappearing. And then we abide single, pointedly in the feeling of cessation of this emotion.
但是很快它又会回来的。
But of course, the negative feeling or thought will reoccur, will arise once again very quickly.
没关系，这个时候它回来的时候，你知道它回来就可以了。
However, this doesn't matter. The important thing is just to be conscious of the fact that the feeling has re-arisen.
当你知道它回来的时候呢，你知道的时候呢，它又会消失的。
Because as soon as we are conscious of the fact that the feeling has re-arisen, it will, of its own course, of its own account, subside, disappear.
然后你又可以继续关注它的消失。
And we can continue to observe the process of its disappearance.
在整个的过程当中就很简单，一个你要关注它的，要知道它的，感受它的诞生。然后第二就知道它的消失啊，第三就是停留在它消失的这个状态当中。其实所谓的它消失的状态是没有什么状态的，就是痛苦没有了，这个感受已经不存在了，然后在这个当中你可以停留。
So there are three things we do in this meditation. The first is to experience the arising of a negative or disturbing thought. The second thing is to observe its process of cessation. And then the third thing is to abide in the state of cessation of this thought. And then this state of cessation is not really a state of anything. It's not a state of suffering. The thought has already passed, and it's a state before a new thought has arisen. So what we do is simply abide in this state.
我们面对比较强大的 难受或者精神上的痛苦的时候呢，应该用我们刚刚介绍的三个方法，三个方法都要交替轮流的用。
And these, when we find ourselves in situations of extreme suffering, then we can apply any of the three approaches we've mentioned.
轻微的，比较轻微的，精神上的痛苦呢，就只要有这个后面的一个，就完全可以解决。就比较轻微的，比较轻微的精神上的痛苦呢，我们的三种方法当中的最后的一个方法就完全可以解决。
In terms of those instances of suffering that are not so severe or intense, the third method that we just mentioned is capable of solving the problem entirely.
然后非常严比较严重的抑郁症啊，也就是说抑郁症已经发展了很严重的地步的时候呢，我个人建议还是可以接受一点用药，我们通过药的力量稍微控制一下。
My own personal recommendation is that in cases of rather advanced depression where the symptoms are already quite severe, that to begin with medication can be taken to bring the symptoms into some control.
然后稍微控制了以后呢，然后不要继续用药，药立即停下来，就用我们刚刚讲的这种方法去解决。
However, once the symptoms have been brought under some measure of control, then medication should no longer be taken, and the method that we just introduced can be relied on.
在这个当中嘛，这个当中，我刚才讲的就是我们会发现一个非常神奇的东西，奇妙的现象，就是我们有些时候不开心的时候呢，你想去看一下不开心的这个感受的时候，你都来不及看，它就消失了。
And we'll find an extremely strange thing, and that is sometimes when we sit down to observe an unhappy thought, that by the time we actually get around to doing so, it's already dissolved of its own nature.
好，这个整个的过程，我们大概需要半个小时。或者40分钟这样子的时间当中，把门关上来，手机关掉，静下来的状态当中去静心。
So this method of meditation, where we observe our minds, is something that we need to generally allocate half an hour to 40 minutes to in a session. We need to close the door, turn off our mobile phones, and sit down in peace and quiet.
一般的抑郁症这样子的这个心灵的疾病，我们说比较保守一点的话，两个星期、三个星期、三周左右就可以恢复的。
In a situation of non-severe depression, then it's possible to say, even stating things rather conservatively, that it's possible to see results of healing within 3 weeks.
好，这个就是我今天要讲的，给大家介绍的方法。最后呢，就总结一下。
So these are the approaches that I wanted to talk about today, and I will conclude by summarizing what we have covered.
最后总结就是要说，当我们面对痛苦的时候，首先我们最重要的是要珍惜自己的生命，没有一个是比我们的生命更重要的。
The first thing we need to bear in mind when confronting suffering is that we need to cherish our human lives. Beyond these, there is nothing else that's more important.
这个世界上最强大的力量，就是我们的生命的力量。
In fact, the greatest force in the earth is the force of our human existences.
只要有这个生命的存在，它完全可以创造更多的奇迹。
Because as long as we have human existence, as long as we are in possession of our human lives, then it's possible for us to create all kinds of, or generate all kinds of further miracles.
希望大家相信生命的力量。
I really hope that everyone has or can generate belief in 相信生命的力量。
生命的力量。
In the power of human life, the power of human existence.
希望大家相信我们的今生的力量。
And I hope too that everyone can have faith in the power of the human spirit.
我的演讲到此结束，非常感谢。